Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Of course, your calls are the primary element if you make them. Otherwise, we'll talk about things that are interesting to us. And to start things out here tonight, I want to talk about a heroic speech that was given at a recent, I guess it was a high school, as I understand it. I don't have the story in front of me right now, but there was a young man who decided to give a speech about marijuana. And I can relate, because when I was in college and I took speech class, that was my first real foray into the speaking world in a more comfortable fashion. I used to be so nervous to give speeches when I was younger, when they would force us to give speeches in elementary school, for instance. I remember just being absolutely petrified by this process. And
you know, it's interesting. They seem to design it this way, because I remember the speech thing. You were told essentially you're going to give a speech, and
I on this topic,
what long period of time it was between you're going to give a speech and then when you had to give the speech. But I'm sure it was weeks,
couple months, yeah.
You know, and you sweat, your hair turns gray.
You got to spend 5 minutes up there. That's a long damn time.
Yeah. And I think it would be better if they just got kids to go up and talk in some way in front of kids used to going in front of the classroom, and you know, going a little more ad lib than to, you know, tell them to, well, I want you to research this subject and write out a speech and blah, blah, blah.
You really build it up.
It really is. It's just, I wonder how many kids develop their ulcer at first, you know, waiting for this speech thing. No wonder people hate public speaking so much.
Yeah, and usually the best tip that they have for you is, well, just imagine everybody in their underwear. I don't know about you, Mark, but that never really did much for me.
I don't know.
It was still absolutely fear-inducing and petrifying to get up there in front of the class and do something like that. And it wasn't until college when I really started to break out of that particular paradigm. You know, I'm sure being a little more mature had something to do with it, but up until that point, I did not like giving speeches at all. But then when I got into college, they allow you to actually choose your topic at that point. And so I was allowed to choose something that I was interested in doing, which, of course, I was very interested in marijuana. So I think I did every single speech in the college class on some marijuana-related topic. So I can relate to this guy, but I guess since going to that college class and spending more time as an adult and looking back and getting perspective, I now try to tell myself if I have to do a speech, or I do tell myself that I'm not nervous, I'm excited, because now instead of being nervous about getting a grade or being nervous about botching up the material or not getting the research done correctly or whatever, because you have all this thrown upon you in the government school system, when you're giving a speech because you want to give a speech, when you're giving a speech because you've chosen to give a speech, it's excitement, not nervousness, because you're excited to share your view, your perspective on whatever the issue is at hand. Yeah. With an audience that hopefully will be interested in what you have to say. So that's an exciting thing, and that's, of course, it still didn't...
It's a real opportunity, and a lot of people do look at public speaking in the adult world as an opportunity.
That's how
they're
I look at it.
They're still scared to death of it, but...
My adrenaline was pumping hard when I was up in front of talkers this past week, and I'm sure it was obvious, too.
It wasn't watching you do it, no. I mean,
really? Oh, my gosh. I felt like it was so obvious.
You seemed a little practiced, but... Other than that, I thought.
Well, I figured it'd be better to be practiced than to be up there reading the speech.
I'm just saying,
you've got to be practiced.
Great public speakers are going off the hip. You know, they're talking like you and I are talking right now, emphatically. They're looking the audience in the eye, and they're communicating. But you understand, this is the thing, is people believe that you and I would be really skilled at giving speeches or whatever. But I don't give speeches. No, I'm sitting in a room with a friend of mine that you know, I sit with every evening and talk about stuff
the same thing
about.
We've done for seven full years now.
You know, a speech would be me talking about some subject where I'm not an expert. Not that I'm to talk about things that I'm an expert now. I don't know. It's a completely different experience.
Sure it is. But on the other hand, if we were speaking on a regular basis, then I'm sure it would be a much more comfortable experience.
Sure. If we were doing it, but we're not doing something like that. And we know that we're obligated to do it if people sort of ask us because, well, people imagine that it's good for the show and people imagine we're good at it.
I feel good about doing speeches now. I am excited about doing it now.
I'm excited about the opportunity. However, I think that there's a skill that I could develop.
Oh, no doubt about it, which is why I like it when I'm given the opportunity, because I will go ahead and grab hold of it just so I can get some practice at giving a speech, because I just don't have that many opportunities to do it. However, I can't imagine giving a 20-minute speech. Oh, my gosh. I mean, when I'm here on the show, we've got phone calls, and you're here, and we can talk about various different things, but to just go off for 20 minutes on one particular subject, I don't know, man.
I'm sure
I could do it, but I don't feel like there's no topic that I can think of right now that I would want to just speak 20 minutes on.
Well, you know that I did that Cheshire TV show for a while, and that was a half an hour show of me monologuing completely, monologuing and making faces at the camera. And it was as long as I did a little show prep, had some things to talk about, I did okay.
So this young man did his speech, and the news is from thenewstribune.com. The teachers wanted persuasive, and they got it. At the end of his speech Tuesday, urging legalization of marijuana, a 17-year-old Peninsula High School student pulled out a joint, lit it, and smoked away. Then he ate the remains.
Wow, sweet.
For that, he got a quick escort to the school office and then a ride to Remnant Hall Juvenile Jail. The stunt was celebrated among some of the teen's peers, but was frowned on, to say the least, by law enforcement officers and district administrators.
Sure.
We believe
in the mud.
Freedom of speech and encourage it.
But you know, freedom of ingesting what you want to ingest, we don't believe in that.
Right. But illegal activities are absolutely not going to be tolerated in our district.
Right. You know, it's so funny. These people, the dichotomy that exists in these people's mind. Well, you're free to say what you want as long as you don't break the law. And, well, you know, what if they made saying certain things against the law?
Well, they have. Well, you can't threaten people, for instance. I agree with you. I don't think that you should be threatening people, but clearly the schools do not believe in freedom of speech. I mean, we had one of our listeners, Alex, wear a T-shirt to school, and they decided they didn't like that, and it wasn't a threatening T-shirt or anything like that. It was just a political message, basically, that they felt uncomfortable about. And so it's nonsense when somebody who is affiliated, as this man is, the superintendent of the school district, somebody who's affiliated with the government schools to claim that they encourage freedom of speech. Absolute poppycock. But anyway, Pierce County Sheriff spokesbureaucrat said, if people want the law changed, they need to go about it the right way. Boy, how many times have I heard that one?
Mm.
You need to go and use the system and go down to the city hall or go to the state representatives and tell them how you feel and beg them to do something about the situation. Hope that they'll do it. And if they don't, then you'll have to go ahead and run for office yourself because, well, in many cases, it's a pretty expensive proposition, actually, running for office. Luckily, here in New Hampshire, it's not so much the case.
You're right. And God help you if it's the United States Congress that decides to pass some law or another that affects you deeply. Good luck changing that.
Right, go about it the right way, huh?
The federal government is getting more and more involved in making rules that the average citizen has to follow. Instead of going to the local, the local capital and working on your state government, which would be arduous and monumental in and of itself, but trying to get something done through Tallahassee, it's just nearly impossible. It is a government now by the lobbyists for the lobbyists. lobbyists. It has nothing to do with you and I.
So that's the right way to do it, then, to form your own lobbying group and to raise some money.
Forget about following the career that's interesting to you. If you want some freedom in some area of your life, you better dedicate your entire life to getting it, and good luck.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, this young man is a hero, and I guess they're not naming him because he was under the age of 18, so we don't even know what his name is. But he's heroic for going to his school, standing in front of the class, pulling out a joint after giving his speech on marijuana legalization, and then smoking it. That's the kind of disobedience we need to see more of. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
John and Lobo are back with more rapid fire action. It began as a favor to a woman trying to get away from an abusive husband, but it proves that no good deed goes unpunished, and the consequences may be fatal to their partnership. The sequel to One Jump Ahead and Slanted Jack, Overthrowing Heaven by Mark L. Van Name, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 to...
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours. They're on the front page of the website, and they're free at freetalklive.com. In fact, they go back for an entire year right there in the left-hand column of the site at freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231. We go right into your phone calls about whatever you want, and we'll talk to Kyle listening in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kyle.
This isn't Kyle.
Sorry about that. What's your name?
My name's Kyle.
How do you spell that? Cal? Like C-A-L?
Oh, sorry. It's part of the accent. K-A-R-L.
Carl. Well, Carl, yeah. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just, I noticed that you're kind of, well, Ian, this is much more to you, not so much Mark, sorry, but, it seems that you're kind of into, more like music. Involving metal, maybe like metal and stuff like that?
Not really. That's just the music that we play on the show. I've recently been listening to a lot of Enigma.
Okay, well, just to let you know that there's a band from New Hampshire that I found out when I was maybe like 15. I had no idea. But they're from New Hampshire, and they're very, like, pretty hardcore libertarians. And they play like a heavy metal kind of music and stuff like that.
So what's the name of the band? Go ahead and give them a plug.
Their name is Scissor Fight.
Scissor Fight. I think I've heard of them.
They're pretty popular. And I just had no idea that they were a libertarian band. So maybe you might be interested in listening to them.
There are a few threads for those that are interested in finding liberty-oriented music, whether it's metal or something else. The rock and roll, I guess it's probably mostly rock and roll, but then again, maybe that's just what I encounter. I've actually heard some liberty-oriented rap as well. But there are threads on the Free Talk Live BBS that I'm sure you can go to and find where people are recommending various different liberty-oriented musicians and groups. So if that's is that all you had for us today, Carl?
And one other thing, I had a question, just a quick one.
Yes, sir.
I'm kind of not petitioning, but I hope you, for the co-host, I think that one of the best ones is Julia. I think you should keep her on a lot more often.
You know, I try to get Julia on as often as possible, and I thank you for the call tonight. I agree. I think Julia is outstanding when she is able to participate in the show. When she's got a topic that's interesting to her, she really is absolutely outstanding.
Well, you know, incentivize her to get on the show. You know, you got to compensate people.
She's got to work, and I can't compensate her for it. I cannot pay her $36,000 a year or whatever it would take to lure her away from her job.
You know, schedule herself around if you did compensate her in some way. But, you know.
She's a hardworking lady, Mark.
You're not thoroughly motivated enough. That's
no,
just
I'm sorry.
Doing.
She knows that she can come on as often as she likes.
For free, and she's coming on as often as she likes for free.
She works very hard during the day. She works 10-hour shifts. And I know, Mark, that you know it's real nice to be you and I, where we get to sit around the house all day and make phone calls to people. Our job's not so difficult. Her job, she's running a restaurant all day. When she comes home, she wants to relax. She wants to go sleep. And that's, in fact, you know what she's doing tonight. I did invite her on the show tonight, but she is in the process of falling asleep. So that's not really going to be too effective. Maybe it's someday in the future when she's had enough of working in the corporate restaurant world and she's ready to move on, we'll hear more from her. Until then, it's probably going to be a once-a-week basis. But I agree. She is great. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue here. Steve is in South Carolina, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. Did you hear about the 72-year-old grandmother that got pulled out of her vehicle and tasered?
We did. We played some of the audio on last night's show. The screams were horrific.
Yeah. I actually saw the video for the dashboard cam.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she refused to sign the ticket.
Refuse to sign the ticket? Because in the video, she says she'll sign the ticket, and then seconds later, she gets a taser to the chest.
Well, it's all about the editing.
Yeah, I mean, after she gets yanked out of her vehicle and taken to the back of her vehicle, she says she'll sign it. She started to try to comply.
Ah.
It was, you know, she didn't want to sign it when she was in her vehicle. He opened the door, pulled her out, took her to the back of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
She said, okay, well, he pushed her once. And then she said, okay, I'll sign it. And, you know, there was a, he said, you know, I'll have to tase you. And she goes, I dare you. And then that's when that happened. But no, it was actually the whole thing was because she refused. Now, why he couldn't have put just refused to sign and be done with it, I have no idea.
She said, I dare you? I don't remember hearing that.
Yeah, it's right in the back of the vehicle, right before, right, it's, let's see.
Not that makes it okay. I'm not suggesting that if she did say, I dare you, that it makes it okay. But I recall, and it didn't seem to be edited, Mark, when I saw this.
I recall. In the editing, it's when you started it. I mean, somebody edited out the front of it. Obviously,
yes,
you
but
didn't
she
see
said
that whole
she was
day's
going,
worth of.
I understand know, that, but I'm talking about the segment that I saw did not seem to be cut. The segment I saw, she says she would sign the paper.
Yes.
He then pushes her, and shortly thereafter, whips the taser out and takes her to the ground.
Did you see when she got pulled out of the vehicle?
I did not see that part.
Okay, so you didn't see the whole thing?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, that's the problem. He opens the door and pulls her out of her truck.
I would agree with you that that's a problem as well. I mean, every bit of the video I saw, the cop was acting like a big bully and being a total jerk. And so it sounds like had I seen more of the video, I would have seen more of the same.
Yeah, she absolutely would have. He had no right to open the door and yank her out of the vehicle.
Well, he owns her, see, so actually he does. See, they're our masters, and we are their serfs and their slaves and their servants, and we must do anything they say, and if we don't do what they say, they will rough us up and possibly kill us. So they own us.
This is just, you know, this guy was out of control. He could have just put refuse to sign and been on his way.
Hey, now wait a minute. What the statist response to that would be? Well, wait a minute. She asked for that by refusing to sign. She asked to be tasered.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sure. She consented to this when she signed the social contract back when she was born. See, that's how it works.
The thing, even
you
I don't
agree
think
to it.
Most statists. I mean, the woman was like, "Okay, I'll sign," and this cop was so upset that for whatever reason he decided he was going to taser her the minute she said no. She was probably somewhat uncooperative in the very beginning, but you know, she wasn't non-compliant at the point that he tasered her.
No, she was complying. She was ready to comply.
Right. I mean, she wasn't going to be happy about it, but this is what he wanted. Yeah. He wanted her to do what he wanted her to do, and he wanted her to smile about it. And that's what it is. It's really about the attitude. You should love the state.
I mean, you're absolutely right. It's all about the attitude. But the thing is, she was non-compliant while she was sitting in her vehicle. She said, I'm not going to sign. So he opens the door. He pulls her out. He drags her to the back of the vehicle. He tells her to get behind the vehicle, and she does. At that point, she's been roughed up. She's been yanked out of her vehicle. Then she says, yeah, I'll comply. I'll sign.
It's outrageous. I thank you for bringing it back up and covering some of the parts of the story we weren't able to last night because I didn't have the full clip. Thanks for the call tonight, Steve. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want, comment on that, or anything goes. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And that number is brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give to you free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove that they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. It's totally free. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
FreedomBookClub.com invites you to participate in their summer reading event. Go to FreedomBookClub.com and choose your preference from the four finalists. Then purchase their book from their book of the month. New winners are announced every month. FreedomBookClub.com, making freedom a bestseller. What their intent over there is to coordinate activists across the nation in the purchase of their liberty-oriented books. Liberty-type activists, and in order to drive those books up the bestseller lists, it's great to buy your, you know, whatever book you're going to buy, Ron Paul's Manifesto or, Mary Ruart's book or whichever one. But if you buy it in conjunction with other people, you can get up higher on the list. Therefore, it gets more exposure and more people want to buy it. It's freedombookclub.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We continue with your calls. Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
How are you doing?
Hey,
hi, guys.
What's on
How are you doing?
What's happening, sir?
Yeah, I heard about that story of the grandmother being tasered by the police, and I'm just saying that I'm not surprised in this country. And if if she had been in Basra when the Marines would have the Iraqi people, their little families in their cars stop, or if they didn't understand the command, they'd just go and shoot them all,
Yep.
in the public or, you know, toss a grenade and, you know, that would be it. And, you know, it's kind of, it's like what goes around comes around. The crap that this government has done to the world, and, you know, we could even go back to my generation with Vietnam, but you begin to look at what happened in Iraq, Afghanistan, what's going on in Pakistan. I mean, you know, why should we be surprised with this in our own country?
And I'm
not either. And it's really sad, but the fact is, I think she's going to have to take legal action against the police, the municipality where
the cops already said they were in the right.
Well, yeah. They're not. That's going to have to be determined in the court of law.
The court's, you know, on the cop's side.
The greatest problem is the fact that so many governments and police actions say they're immune from, you know, civil tort action. And I think we have to abolish that government on all levels. The government not being accountable for its actions.
Oh, I thought you were going to say abolish the government at all levels.
That's a mistake. We have to be very voracious and very litigious. And the cop who did that, I mean, you know, if this had happened in any other time where we didn't have the Homeland Security Act and the Patriot Act and the suspension of our civil liberties and all of this emergency legislation that, you know, Congress has approved. In the old days, 30 years ago, you know, people would go out after that person and tase him or worse.
Well, I don't know that that's exactly right, Frank. I got from the impression.
I'm not saying it's right.
I don't know that your assessment's correct. I'm just saying that I was listening to the audio. I didn't see the video personally, but it sounded like the woman might have been black. So therefore,
she looked really white.
My mistake. If it's black, it could be a hate crime, and that should be prosecuted. My only comment is I'm not condoning, you know, vigilantism or Hammurabi's code, an eye for an eye. But the point is, 30, 40 years ago, if that had happened in the United States, outside of New York or Washington, D.C. or Los Angeles, people would have, you know, had a direct bit of feedback. And, you know, they would, you know, that's all I'm saying.
Well, Those days are gone. Yeah, I see where you're coming from, Frank, and I thank you for the call tonight. There was a lot of feedback. I mean, if you look at the comments section on any story like that, any story regarding police abusing peaceful people, people that have not harmed others, whether it's this old lady or whether it was the naked guy at the concert, another recent instance of police just viciousness and brutality and depredation. There are always plenty of people that will put a comment on the story that this is outrageous, these cops are out of control, and I say we do something about it, and I'm going to comment next time it happens too. I think that's great. I'm glad people are upset. I'm glad that they realize there's something wrong.
Right. It's good to be able to identify what the problem is.
Yeah.
As far as finding solutions, first off, it's a difficult solution to find. I mean, the Claire Wolf quote comes to mind. It's too late to do anything about it and too early to shoot the bastards.
I'm just not somebody who advocates shooting the bastards.
I understand, but it's in my opinion, if one were to shoot, then you know, I do think there's a time to shoot. I think that if your nation is invaded by a Mongol horde, perhaps that's the time. And by Mongol horde, I don't mean the actual Mongolian horde that invaded nations, because honestly, they really only went after the governments and the armies. Hmm. But you know, if there's this fictitious situation where, you know, women and children are being harmed and cities are being sacked, that kind of thing, yeah, it might be time to pick up the gun and defend one's property, one's friend's properties, things like that.
In that case, Mark, you would be okay because your fellow man or your fellow countryman would not look at you as a criminal in that particular case,
right?
Because the invading horde would not have the legitimacy that the horde with the badges and the guns does.
Right.
So there's not really that much of a difference, except this particular invasion force has successfully invaded, taken over, brainwashed and indoctrinated the masses into believing that they need them there in order to extract their wealth and their obedience from them. So if you are to be critical or, worse, be violent toward the government people, then they will crack down upon you,
and
your fellow people will blame you as the bad guy.
There's time to use weapons, and I don't think this is the time.
But it's not a. It's there's. I can't see a time in which in any point of the near future that there would ever be a time to use weapons against the people calling themselves the government, because they have legitimacy, and using weapons against them will just destroy any legitimacy you've created for yourself.
I concur with that.
And boost their legitimacy.
Right. And I know you concur with that.
I'm just using
the quote as an example. And, you know, I think that it can be very difficult for people to decide, well, what is it that I do? You and I didn't have very many solutions throughout the years. We've been doing the show for, what, 7 years now? Going on 7 years? It's been a long time. And, you know, vote libertarian? I mean, what was our solution prior to finding the Free State Project?
We still don't have much. Yeah, that must have been it.
The Free State Project, and that's about it as far as our solutions go.
Right.
It's the one solution we believe in emphatically, and we make a pretty good case for it on this show. You may or may not agree with it, and likely if you don't agree with it, you have your own good reason, your own reasons, and I hope that they're actually the reasons you're telling yourself are the actual reasons that you aren't coming.
The Free State Project is a concept that is designed to move thousands of liberty-minded people all to the same geographic location. The location that was chosen was the state of New Hampshire. So people have been moving. In fact, hundreds of people have moved already from across the country. Even people from around the world are moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So getting together in order to get active in a variety of different ways. As we've seen, there have been political actions that have been successful. They stopped the seatbelt legislation that was going to mandate that all adults wear seatbelts here in New Hampshire. Still the only state without that law. It was stopped again this year by the activists on the apolitical side, the market-based activism, the civil disobedience. There's lots of that going on. Our friend Sam just got out of jail yesterday for engaging in non-cooperation and civil disobedience. And we put out the word 24 hours ago that there was going to be a party for Sam here in Keene, New Hampshire, at a burrito place, Armadillo's Burritos on Main Street, at 6 o'clock. And by 6:49-ish, 6:45, when I left to come here to the studio, when I left the party, there were 36 people there that I counted.
Yeah.
And so
that's a big event.
That's within 24 hours notice.
Admittedly, it's not really activism, but it's intended to show how we can get together. In this area, you can get together libertarians to do things, and they do.
Yes.
And we're only going to get more efficient at it and draw more people over time.
Right. Well, you'll get a better turnout if it's something where an activism event could actually make a difference. You'll have more people turn out. For instance, when Andrew Carroll, this is 6 months ago now, when he was holding the piece of marijuana in public, who, by the way, he's in jail right now. Word is he might be getting out tonight. But when he was holding the marijuana in public, there were 46 people that turned out for that, and that was 6 months ago. So we have more people here today than we did back then. It's just a movement that just keeps growing, and it keeps getting more exciting, and we love it. Anyway, 800-259-9231 is the number. You take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give them away. All those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites. Ours is free. So enjoy that at freetalklive.com. And once you've gotten done getting your fill of Free Talk Live and enjoying how free the site is, then consider ponying up $3 a month and become part of the Free Talk Live Amplifier program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and the idea is we take that $3 a month in, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if it's valuable to you and you want some perks, you get a few perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
The perks make it all worth it.
Back to your calls. And another perk is that Free Talk Live amplifiers, they kind of get the inside scoop on what's going on with the show.
Mm.
So they get a little bit more of the behind-the-scenes businessy stuff. And
it's our Mouseketeers Club.
And when there's something new for our listeners to try out, the amplifiers, they're essentially, they've got the privilege, if you will, of being our beta testers. Whether they want the privilege or not, I don't know.
It's up to them. Shoes. I mean, yeah. It's not like I'm twisting anybody's arm here.
All right, so we continue with your calls. Dave is in Oregon, and you're on Free Talk Live. Dave, Oregon, going once.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, guys. Well, I was just a little disturbed last night hearing Mark's attitude towards other people's civil disobedience. And, you know, his judgment of him I didn't think was too good.
Oh, it's just more hand-wringing from the political side of things. And, of course, Mark represents the politicos to some extent. You're doing damage to our movement. We'll never get anything done with your politicos.
Well, you have to give Mark some credit. I mean, he has been civil disobedient way in the past when he tried to help cover up somebody else's murder, but, you know.
Well, that's not civil disobedience, sir. Please. Please.
Well,
that was really tactless.
I had a friend of mine murdered by some 17-year-olds that then covered it up for 6 months. You know, I don't really have a lot of respect for those kind of people.
Well, first of all, Mark is not the kind of people he was back then. He's different today.
You know, I'll admit that when I was 17 years old, I made some really bad choices. But are you the same guy you were when you were 17? I mean, didn't you learn from some mistakes?
Not that different.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
I am. Life is entirely different.
I'm very different from when I was 17 years old. In fact, I'd say I'm quite different from when I was 23 years old.
Different, but I'm not that different.
Okay.
I mean, that's the degree of, like, you know, covering up somebody's murder, you know, that, you know.
You're repeating yourself. Yeah. You're repeating yourself. People know what
You called in to attack Mark tonight. Is that the idea?
No, well, I just thought it was since he was attacking other people's civil disobedience that was actually accomplishing something, and he kept saying that it wasn't.
No. I didn't say that. I said, and what I was trying to do is hold people's feet to the fire. And
well, maybe that's what I'm doing.
Wait, let me finish. What my intent is to, if you're going to claim the good things from your civil disobedience, like, well, I attracted, like Ian, for instance, claiming that he attracted Sam here, the bad things too. And
why should I?
Unintended consequences are always going to happen in any action.
Why should I have to claim the bad things that happened? I don't even pay attention to the bad things that happened. There's no point in me dwelling on whatever bad things that happened. Sure, whenever somebody
does more effective and less effective civil disobedience.
No, the thing is, what Ian did there and what Sam did there and some of the other ones, those are things that make me want to move there.
Then move.
I hear somebody just being all mad. Namby-pamby. Oh, no, that's not good enough. You shouldn't have done that. Just like, oh, well, I don't think I'm going to be part of that.
Dave, all I said was, and this is what started it, and this is it just goes to show how people can get centered on their philosophy and not even look at the outside world. All I'm saying is there's good reasons to go to jail for civil disobedience, and there's bad reasons. That is all I said, and Ian went off because he can't.
That wasn't exactly all of it
to start. Then he wanted to goad. So I started giving examples. Of what I thought was
but yeah, you're giving him crap for trying to, because he got out early. And I remember how upset you were when he was in there. You were practically crying that night he was in jail.
Absolutely. I didn't want Ian to be in jail. I didn't think that
his... Don't give him crap for getting out.
Look, man, I've given crap for going in. That's where I think he made his mistake.
Yeah, but I don't feel like
it wasn't his choice, though, either.
Absolutely, it was.
It was not a mistake.
I don't agree with your system, blah, blah, blah. I'm, you know, not going to. He was intending, I'm doing this under duress. You know, he could have been entirely different in there.
Yeah,
I could have been entirely obedient.
I could have been like everybody else.
Right, I could have been like everybody else, bowed down and been completely obedient, and that was not my intention.
You could have walked out of there a big man with a real success.
That was not my intention. It was wait a minute, Mark. You're defining success. I get to define what was successful for me.
Right.
I get your definition.
And I get to define it for me.
Right. But what you're trying to do is say that, well, your definition of success should be important to me, and it's not. I get to look at what I think is important, and I get to judge my actions, and I don't really care what you think, Mark.
Fine.
Okay.
And my opinion is completely valid in and of itself. I say there's
sure
good civil disobedience, bad civil disobedience, effective, less effective, more effective.
I'll agree with you.
I'll be the one who gets to judge that.
And I think that Sam was more effective than I think Sam's was more effective than
and
mine.
And we agree on that.
Okay. So we agree there. And there are certainly some that are more effective than others. But for each individual, they make their choices and then they live with it. There's no point in focusing on the negative fallout that comes from these things.
You've got to point the little things, too.
Hmm?
You can't just let every little thing slide by. Say, that's not big enough.
You know, I don't agree with the way Ian the issue that Ian handled, but I do think that he could have handled the issue a lot better.
Everybody's got their critique, Mark.
Well, sure.
I understand that.
Especially in hindsight, you can see how it could be handled better.
All I have to say to you critics, is you come here and you show us how it's done. Okay? You say you know how to handle it the best way, set the example and show everybody how the best way to do it is. And of course, once you do that, then you'll start getting critics saying, well, you could have done it better this way. And maybe you'll agree with the critics and maybe you won't. And maybe it all doesn't really even matter anyways because we're all going to do what we think is best.
Okay, I just want to thank the people that are there in New Hampshire that do support the civil disobedience, do support the people in jail and help make it a little better for them and help make it easier to actually do that there.
You know, just to go back to your critique of Mark, Dave, because I'm glad you appreciate that, but I think that you're being a little too harsh toward Mark about his past. As Mark has admitted, he fell in with the wrong crowd. He was doing things that probably he shouldn't have been doing. But the night that the murder happened, you didn't know, Mark, that your buddy at the time, this scumbag who ended up getting murdered
himself. I didn't know the circumstances as to why all of this happened.
You didn't know he was going there to kill somebody.
No.
So what happened was, it was some sort of drug thing. Like
the same thing happened to a friend of mine. And then the other three creeps helped cover it up for months.
It sound like Mark was happy to help cover this up. This guy is a killer. He just killed somebody in front of him. What would you do if somebody kills someone in front of you and says, you know, they might kill you if you don't help them do what they need you to do?
And don't forget, Dave, that in dealing with the police, you're facing a very real danger of going to jail for something you didn't do. And what you want to do is get away from them. What's that?
How'd that work out for you?
I ended up going to jail for something I didn't do. I mean, they charged me with a murder. I didn't kill anyone. Under the state laws, you know, that's the case. You know, that you can go to jail without killing anyone for murder.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. Bye. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
And as far as not supporting civil disobedience and, you know, not supporting Sam, simply not true. Out in my yard, there was a giant sign that said Free Sam.
Oh, I know. It was a great sign. Did I say you didn't support Sam?
No, that Dave was thanking the people who do, as though I didn't. And it's not true. I understand if he's upset, that's fine. I hope that he can take away from my critique some good stuff and be able to, you know, when he does move here, be able to do civil disobedience effectively. I think that there's things to have learned here, and if you don't point out the things that we have that there are to learn, you won't learn them.
Yeah, I understand that, Mark, but I think that when people who haven't engaged in civil disobedience critique people who have engaged in civil disobedience, it really it just doesn't come with a lot of credibility.
Okay.
So if Lauren Canario were to come to me and say what she thought I should do better next time, I'd take her suggestions and critique a hell of a lot more seriously than I would anybody else who hasn't done something similar, who hasn't ever tried to say no to the police or say no to the system, whether they broke down within an hour or whether they broke down 25 days later. I think that anybody that has gone through some civil disobedience and non-cooperation has much better point to speak from than anybody who is just sitting on the sidelines in the peanut gallery. Hey, I would have done this way if I were you. Well, you're not me, and you haven't done anything. So how about you just shut up until you do?
By that point, what that point suggests is that the only kind of activism that counts then is civil disobedient activism, and it's just wrong.
Well, how did I suggest that?
Well, because the only critique that you consider valid is
I didn't say it was completely invalid. I just said it's a lot more valid.
Right. Well,
I just hear a cacophony of a bunch of people saying, rah, 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 rah. You haven't done anything like Sam has done or Lauren Canario has done or I have done.
I didn't critique Sam.
So I'm not talking about you. I mean you, those of you who are critiquing, you did critique Lauren and you did critique me and you did critique Russell Canning and, you know.
At the very least, I can understand mistakes being made in the future. I just, you know, I want to point things out.
You're entitled to your critique, Mark. Thank you very much. Hour 2 is coming up. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.